All right, Elliot, we're here. You've just finished the summer break chapter as of 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, about a minute.
What do you think, Elliot? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Like the can of tears, just I don't know. I'm like shell shocked. It went, I mean, not ideally. When how long ago did you read the chapter?
I'd say about 3 hours ago, and I've been pretty much alternating between panicking and furiously typing in Discord ever since.
Yeah, I was actually you messaged me and was like, let's record some bonus thing right after you read that.
Well, yeah, so right after I finished it, I messaged you saying the chapter is out. I know it's probably a bit late, but I would recommend reading it ASAP. Or maybe don't read it because I'm now cursed to be unable to think or do anything else for a few days. And then about 3 minutes later, I said, "What are the chances that you do a live read tonight and then immediately jump into a recording session and record your immediate reaction?"
Yeah, and I was surprised because it's now 1 a.m. here. I was surprised you were still up
No, I'm
for
still
this,
up. I'm
but
still up.
I see why now.
Elliot, what do you rate the chances that this is the final non-epilogue chapter of Pale?
I don't know anymore. I mean, it can't end like this, but then
Was my immediate reaction as well. I think immediately I got in, because I've been in the Pale Spoilers chat channel in
Yeah,
our
that's where
Discord.
I'll be going as soon as we're done here.
At doofmedia.com/discord. I think my fir the first thing I said in that channel as soon as I finished reading it was, "I can't handle this. This can't be it, right?" And I don't know. Like, I feel like I've been on a journey of the five stages of grief over the course of this evening.
I think I went through that 5 times reading the chapter. Like,
I mean, like, obviously we're going to record our episode, this week and everything, but like I wanted to jump in here because I thought there's a solid conversation about does this feel like it's the last chapter or not? And obviously that's going to be obviously like invalid by the time we record our
yeah.
episode. So I thought it might be fun for us to jump in and just kind of like vibe it out and chit chat about it and
I'm like sweating. It's like 1 a.m. Like after reading that, I'm just.
Well, legitimately, I it made me feel nauseous for a little bit of just like the reaction of processing. Is this it? Like, is this what's going on? And I've been there have been I'll just tell you now, a lot of like bargaining-esque thoughts that I've been putting in the Discord of like trying to figure out how this isn't it or what this means if it is it. And like, I'm sure we'll run through some of these now, but God, just like, God, fuck.
Yeah, I
And
don't know. I feel like I'm in shock. Like I'm not processing good. Like it's I'm just sitting here. I'm just like that can't be it. But then also like
what
what?
else can happen? So here's the thought. Here's the really scary thought, Elliot, is a lot of people, their immediate reaction, I'm gonna tell you some comments because I've been obsessing over the Discords, all the
Yeah,
various Discords.
that's fine.
Basically, the main comment that I keep seeing from people is, well, this feels like it's either the end of Act Two and there's still an entire third act, or it's the end of the story. And just given
Yeah.
like meta textually what we know about the story, it feels to me like that means, and a lot of people are feeling like that means it's the end of the story. And what does that mean? Like, the thought that's really scary to me, Elliot, is we know Wabo is doing more stuff in this universe. This is the end of the second film, kind of moment, right? This is what's the second Star Wars film? I can't remember what it's called right now because
Episode
it's
five.
1 a.m. But yeah, it's well, thanks. It's the episode five moment, right? Of like, I could totally see the world where this is the episode five moment, and it's just, oh fuck, like the Kenneteers were so pure of heart but still lost, and now we need to see what's going to happen in Return of the Jedi. Is that right?
I don't know. Star Wars movie titles are terrible and
They're obviously
confusing.
nonsense, yeah.
And but that's not a rant I need to go into right now.
Yeah.
I've gone into it in other podcasts before.
Yeah, I feel like I just want to say one more thing quickly, which is like, yeah. We'll talk about, to be very clear, this was an absolutely incredible chapter. And we will talk about that in detail when we do our actual episode for this week. But right now I want to focus on this specific question of what does this mean if this is the end of the story?
Yeah, part of me thinks like, because we used to talk about a theory we talked about a bit on our podcast ages ago was the deadline may not be the big deadline that ends the story, because it's just like, you know, the fact that this story was set up so that everything was coalescing on this one night, I was almost like, oh, is that like, I don't know, I've read Wild Bow enough to know that like if he's telling you everything is coming here, part of me is always like, well,
you're expecting a bit of a fake out.
Yeah, but then like as people are saying, like it'd have to be sort of the end of act two almost, because the
it
wouldn't be a one arc journey to get from here to like a defeating Charles ending, right? Like
I think a comparison that was made in the Discord by it was D-Dev, was, and this is a bit of a worm spoiler, well, a very soft worm spoiler, but this felt like it could be the end of arc 26, right? In the lead up to arc 30. The
Slaughterhouse 9000 thing.
Yeah, that ends. Although that feels like it's more explicitly the setup for a finale, where this feels like, well, okay. And again, I feel like I'm still in the denial stage here. And we'll get to all the random threads that my brain has been desperately coming up with to try and justify how this isn't actually the end of the story. But either this is or isn't the end of the story, right? One of those two is true. I think we can agree on that. Now, my point that I want to make is, if this isn't the end of the story, it is clearly very intentional by Wild Bow to make us think that it could be, right?
Yeah. So, or at least to, like, he wants us to be having this conversation.
Exactly right. Of like, oh shit, like, it's done. We've lost, right? Now, therefore, any argument that you might make that this is the end of the story is therefore invalid, because that's just what we're trying to trick us.
It's all part of his dastardly fairy plot.
Yeah, exactly. And therefore, there's no argument you can make that can't be invalidated by my bullshit. Oh my god.
See, the thing that it keeps coming back to for me, and this was like the main thing that we've been arguing about for like the last 2 weeks since the whole 13.13 might be the
13.13 thing is maybe the one really compelling piece of evidence that I've heard that the story is about to be over.
But like since we've been arguing around then, it's for me, it's been like, does this work as the end of the Kenneteers journey the story?
Yeah.
And this one definitely does that a lot more than 13.13.
I mean, a lot of the dangling threads have been, like, not resolved, but, like, acknowledged and felt, you know? Like,
Yeah, I mean, because
And that's the thing, that's what makes it so scary, right? Is, apart from maybe Guillaume's slip to winter, but that, even that got some, you know, got some focus in this chapter.
Yeah, and that could get rounded out in an epilogue. Like,
I
don't 100%. Know. I'm like going in circles because, part of me thinks like, again, since arc one, I think we've been saying this was not going to be a story that had like a nice, clean, round ending. If this is the ending, I didn't expect this unclean an ending, so to speak. But like, you know, I guess just blatantly dropping into worm spoilers again. So if you don't want worm spoilers, sorry. But
so
Taylor died, right? At me, she's dead. And
Elliot, come on. I'm pretty sure there's still a chance.
but you know what I mean? Like when you end a character's arc like that, that very much leaves it like it's wrapped up in a very final sort of way.
Yeah.
This is definitely like with the Kenneteers, I'm almost like Avery's had her moment where she's leaving and there's like some stuff, but then yeah, the other half of me is like, oh, I'm gonna be mad if we don't see these three in like whatever the follow-on stories are.
That's the scary thing, is we know there are more Otherverse stories coming. And so Pale thematically, like, and I hate to say this, and it goes against everything that I believe in my heart of hearts about there being more left to this story. But thematically, Pale feels like it works really quite well as the second act in the three beats of, you know, of exploring class and power structures and dynamics that is Pale, Pact, and then, I don't know, Plex or Pyre or whatever it is. Sorry, Pact, Pale, and then whatever, Pyre. Plex, and Poke, whatever it ends up being. And Poke, of course, the most important and exhaustive exploration of power structures. No, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the scary part to me, is like, I can really see how this slots very nicely into that slot after this chapter, and that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, like, I could see, if this was going to be the end, I could then see, like, a series of epilogues kind of setting up. Like, rather than epilogues, I'd almost call them like aftermath. Like, it's going to be. I mean,
they would almost be Glowworm-esque, right?
Yeah, yeah, in a way. Just like, not an epilogue in the sense of like, this is, you know, this side character, like, where they've ended up post this and like, like, it is still going to be that, but not for like a, in that same, like, oh, you know, you're hopeful for where they go. This is going to be like, this is now the struggle that person will be undergoing.
Yeah, and there are a few threads you can really kind of point to that feel like they could be not tied up, but kind of acknowledged and handled and passed on gracefully in an epilogue. Like Musa condemning the town is one, Guillaume's fall to winter is one, like Zed and Bree's relationship with the BHI following Musa's fucking betrayal is definitely one. Like Charles... like a Charles epilogue, certainly. You know, like, these are all things that I could see us getting into.
The crazy thing, so Charles has picked Kennet as his domain.
Seat, yeah.
So technically, the Kenneteers are still the Kennet practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to work for him now? Or, like, you know, like, do they, at the very least, it seems like they would have to try and work with him against Musa and co.
Mm.
Which is like,
yeah.
God, now I hope it's not the end of the story, because actually, oh, that's going to be a ride.
That's pretty wild if that's a thought. Right, so that's one. I mean, we're segueing into tinfoil time now, because a lot of people, myself included, have been kind of desperately trying to find ways to point at, like, oh, no, but what about this? This is clearly what's going to happen next, which is obviously all bullshit, but I think it is fun to explore. One is Musa's condemnation of the town and Charles's explicit in chapter confirmation that he's going to be kind of working against that, at least somewhat, right?
Yeah.
So that's possibly something.
Rook called this their first loss, which definitely means her and Miss aren't done.
Well, yeah, of course. Rook and Miss have grander plans. Do you want me to give you some other wild fan theory? So here's one. Yeah. Time skip. We fill in a time skip. So time skip, 6 months, whatever, Avery's coming back into town and they're kind of enacting phase two of their plan that they've been setting up in the past few months. You know, we go forward a few weeks at a time, you know, and each step we get, okay, this is the next point of the plan. Oh, this is the next point of the plan. This is the next point. To expand on that, there's one that I'm pretty sure was a joke, but I'm going to pull it out as a rational fan theory anyway, which is 13.13 is not the final chapter of the story, Elliot. The next chapter we're going to get is 13.13.1, and then we're going to go all the way up to 13.13.13, which will be our final chapter. That theory comes to us from JSO.
That does sound like JSO. they have a style in their humor.
But like, I was going to pitch. 3-beat. That's interesting.
I don't know. I think this was just on our Discord as well, but when we had that, we started joking about how the story was going to be, like, the Kenneteers are going to end up in one of those Ted Havens time loops.
Yeah.
So after they lose this, they're going to wake back up and it'll be, you know, the day of their awakening ceremony again or something. And then we'll just get Pale 1.5.
That would be pretty wild. I've seen a few people suggest that Alpi's return in this chapter. I don't know if you caught it, but, you know, we haven't seen Alpi in a while, but she's finally back in this chapter. Implies that actually this has all been a dream.
I joked about that in my live read, actually. Oh,
nice. Good one.
I was like, this is just a dream, right? Yeah. Alpi's doing this to us.
That's definitely the first phase of denial there, Elliot. Hey, here's one that I think actually has maybe some legs to stand on. It's maybe a bit too much of a clean solution to the problem that the Kentiers are facing, but I do kind of like it anyway, which is like all the dangerous others around Kennet are now all dead, right? Like they've come to the Carmine contest, or they've been pulled in previously, or they're part of Team Kennet, right? Like,
sure.
That's the status. So therefore, there would be no one other than Charles around to contest Verona doing a domain ritual claiming the entirety of Kennet. So Verona claims Kennet as her domain, right? The entire town. Only person who's around to contest it is Charles. Anyone else who wants to contest it, e.g. Musa or whoever else that might be keen. I mean, like, we don't really know the rules of how a domain contest works. But
no. Well, presumably Charles...
I get the vibe that it will take long. Like, Charles is now saying it's going to take at least a day to get to Kennet. So therefore, the challengers would have to get there after a day. And that might not be that might be enough time that the contest is just over by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The story's been very vague with the specifics.
And Musa is still in town as far as we know right now.
Yeah. So make sure he leaves first.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I would assume Charles would not be allowed to contest her.
Oh, interesting. As the Carmine, you think?
I guess, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, that would feel like a rule to me that the judges aren't allowed to interfere with domain.
Yeah, claims. I can definitely see that.
It might depend. Like, definitely within the jurisdiction of, like, a city. Like, if there's the Lord of Thunder Bay. That's outside the judge's jurisdiction now, but yeah, I don't know. Like, we know Charles had his domain out in that shack. I don't know. That could, like, because that could give it hope, because as you said, all the others in Kennet probably just wouldn't contest her. Like,
I mean, you would hope, right? Like, if you have to choose between Verona and Charles being in charge, you know, despite what the TV show says, I wouldn't put Charles in charge.
especially, like, you know, we've seen how Avery has her non-traditional familiarship that she can share more easily.
Exactly.
Lucy and Avery. Like, if Verona
sets up some kind of council-esque vibe.
I don't know. I don't know how domains work, but can she sort of claim it as a domain and then, like, you know, let the council of others co-run it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but as you said, this all feels very, like, this is very bargainy of, like,
well,
is this legal?
It feels very desperate as a thought, but also, if anyone was going to make the wild desperation play, who would it be? It would be Verona, and therefore that's why I think this is what's going to happen next.
But what's
in 13.13.1,
what's interesting with Verona at this point, so has she, so the glass
has shattered,
injured her.
Yeah.
And then she's meant to miss an important moment.
Mm.
And I don't think that's happened yet.
No, it hasn't.
It would feel a bit weird to me. Like, it's possible, but, like, I'd be surprised if Tashlit mostly healing her undid that part of the curse.
No, but that feels like the kind of thing that can come in an epilogue to me, right? Again, I hate to be playing literal devil's advocate arguing for this story to stop when I really don't want it to, but that feels like it could come in as an epilogue.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I was just double checking that I didn't miss something. Like, yeah, so she's still got that, so fuck knows what that would mean. Like, if the story isn't ending, then, like, yeah, what will that mean?
Mm.
knowing her, it'll be something in her personal life. She'll have to miss like a check-in with like Cass, and it'll mean something goes well for her dad.
Yeah, I guess that would be an equivalent fuck you to Verona. Hey, so here's another question. What's happening to Bree now that that Yolda and the choir are gone? Like, is Bree just fucked?
Well, yeah, so that's really interesting, because didn't she say that she was worried she would die if the choir was gotten rid of?
Yeah, I mean, that was why we know that she, in the site, is still missing limbs and stuff, right? Like,
well, yeah, and they remember they did another round. While the Kenneteers were at the Blue Heron Institute, we found out towards the end that Bree had done another round of the Hungry Choir ritual.
Mm.
And there was like, oh yeah, I swear part of the logic that her and Zed claimed when she first took it in is they can't just destroy it because it's also keeping her alive.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a really good point.
Like, it's been destroyed now, so...
I mean, Zed will do whatever he can.
Of course. The tension between Zed and Musa now is totally primed for a... I mean, an epilogue, I hate to say it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, because, yeah, we've already talked about Zed and Ray. Like, presumably Zed will give Ray a bit of an ultimatum for dealing with Musa for too long. But like, I love that Zed now doesn't feel safe going back to his house, so he is going to have to go back to the Blue Heron. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's so absolutely fucked. Yikes. Yeah, I don't know, Elliot. I don't know.
At this point, Pale's got me at the stage where, like, I may as well flip a coin. I don't know. Like, you know, as we all saw in Deep Impact, like, I was never a predictor or anything like Scott was. I tried. Wasn't. But Pale's definitely...
You did your best. You had some good ones in there.
I got lucky a couple of times, but definitely Pale's undermined any confidence I have in my ability to know where the fuck stuff's going.
Sure.
I'm just along for the ride now. I still like to tinfoil and try and guess it, but I don't think I don't think I've been right about this story in a long time.
Yeah.
I never would have predicted it would go this poorly. I think we thought Charles might win, but
yeah,
I thought there'd be like, you know, a Guillaume save right afterwards or something.
Yeah, I've legitimately, I'm pretty sure I said in the last chapter, like, what I'm expecting to happen was Charles to win and John to die, and then the Kenneteers to have to do something to clean it up and win after that fact.
Yeah.
Like, that was verbatim what I said. And even so, reading this chapter, like, even though this is on paper what I was expecting, I'm just like, I'm shattered. I can't handle it.
In paper, not in spirit. Sorry, yeah, on paper.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say about this chapter, Elliot, before we wrap up this impromptu reaction recording?
I mean, I don't know. I'm still just, like a little bit in shock.
Yeah, it's going to be a long few days for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, this is going to be the longest 3 days of my life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. Yeah, it's going to be really hard. Luckily, there's some stuff going on at work, so I don't really have to focus on work for the next 3 days.
Yeah, I thought it might be nice. I've prepared a bit of a palate cleanser for us and anyone listening to get us thinking about something else that will hopefully occupy our brains a little bit in the next few days. So when you're ready, it's a complete tangent. So when you're ready, I can just launch right into that. But if we have any final thoughts on this chapter, I mean, again, what a fucking chapter. We will talk about it on the weekend, but like,
oh yeah,
holy fuck, so fucking good.
I can't believe we finally got the Jasmine point of view.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm here at the end of the chapter and I've like almost forgotten. I'm like,
I've had to stop myself saying things about Jasmine a few times because legitimately I think that's most of what we're going to talk about this weekend, because just that segment was incredible. But yeah, okay. So
at least we got our small victories with Jasmine. You know, like, things worked out for Jasmine, and maybe that's
Enough.
That's going to be the lesson for Pale, is like, no, you got to keep winning the small victories.
Before we segue away, let me give you another fan theory that was posted in our Discord, which is that Jasmine is now aware and she's going to find out that she's aware enough that she's going to become a witch hunter and either find out Lucy is a witch before or after she becomes a witch hunter, and either would be hilarious. So that'll be a fun little side story, I guess.
Wasn't like the final line of Jazz's segment, like, I won't let myself believe in angels and spirits?
Yeah, it was something like that.
I feel like that was Wabo explicitly putting a line at the end of her segment to make people not say exactly that.
But she she did that when she looked at the piece of paper. There was this one line which to me stood out, where she was like, oh, I won't mention this because no one will believe me, which was like, oh, there's something magical about, like, there's something magical being described on that piece of paper that Miss left you.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, there could be more to it. It could just be, you know, he's in the back seat of your car or whatever, but you're right. The way she was sort of thinking about it implies there might've been a little bit more, but I got the impression she was doing that thing where she was choosing to like crinkle it up and forget, like the thing that we kept trying to get Melissa to do.
Yes, 100%. Melissa, now there's a name I haven't heard in a while. all right. Well, should we wrap up, Elliot?
Yeah, what's this distraction you got prepped for us?
So here you go. Do you know that Nickelodeon Smash Brothers game that they've got coming out that's got like SpongeBob and like Nigel Thornberry and shit all in it?
I've seen it on Twitter.
Each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl game, it's set up to be absolutely wild. It's got like cat dog as fighters and stuff. Like, it's absolutely wild. Do you know which character they just announced, Elliot?
Wait. Let me... Is it a Nickelodeon character?
It is a Nickelodeon character.
Who would be the wild? Wait, Tommy from Rugrats?
I'm pretty sure the Rugrats are already represented.
Yeah, no, of course. So they're too big a property.
So there's actually three characters from this series that are in there now. This is the third one they announced. I just missed all the announcements. But so that's your first hint. Do you need another hint?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your other hint. This is probably your favorite Nickelodeon property, you personally.
Interesting. Now I'm wondering what you think my favorite Nickelodeon
I'm property 100% is. Sure that I would be correct in this answer.
Yeah, so, okay, so you're saying it's the third character from Avatar to be put in. I mean, Aang and Korra have to have been the first
two. You're correct. They're the first two. Who do you think would be the third choice?
Okay, so like my gut instinct would be Zuko, but the fact that you're coming at me with this energy implies that it's a much sillier choice.
Well, it's not super silly. It tracks, but also for whatever reason, they seem to be kind of leaning slightly into the meme-ness. Like, they're really picking slightly meme-y, but like fan favorite vibes for the characters.
So it's not the cabbage. It's not the cabbage. It's not that meme.
It's not Cabbage Man or whatever the fuck his name is. Billy Cabbage.
Like soccer or
nah, wrong, buddy. Wrong. But that's a good guess. Come on, who's everyone's favorite character from Avatar?
What, like Momo?
No, it's Toph, Elliot. Of course.
Okay,
it's
see. Toph seemed too sensible a decision.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, if you were gonna pick somebody, you know,
Aang
and Korra, they're the primo picks. But then the fan favorite pick, 100%, would be Toph.
Between Zuko and Toph.
Zuko's like, I don't know. Well, I guess Zuko's a fan favorite in the kind of like romantic lead way, you know, like the tortured hero.
Yeah.
Tortured anti-hero, I suppose, actually is correct.
Oh, I'd love Azula, actually. Just like, I think I'd have more fun being a psycho firebender.
That would be spicy.
Like shooting blue fire at SpongeBob's face.
Yeah, anyway. So I just thought that would be a fun thing to occupy your brain, to palate cleanse from this chapter.
When's the final Smash Bros? Isn't that in like a day or two?
It's October, I think, 11th.
Oh, was it? No, I thought it was like the 5th.
Well, maybe it won't be that hard to get through the next few days. Okay, final Smash Bros. Oh, no, October 5th. You're right. That's probably October 5th in the US, so we'll
have so it'll be 6th. Like Wednesday.
Do you want to put in your predictions? I mean, our current discussion question is which pale character would make a good Smash Bros. Fighter. So, I mean, you know, Charles just won the contest. Maybe it's time for him to enter another contest now.
Oh, the Carmine Exile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my pick is still, like, I think ever since you told me what's the face, this the main character from Kingdom Hearts?
Sora.
Yeah. I can't look past that as an idea. It's not one I want, but, like, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm still, and maybe this is a theme with me given my reaction to this chapter, but I'm still holding out unreasonable hope that it will be a Rhythm Heaven character. And see, I know my, like, that it's unreasonable, but they had one in Brawl Elliot. They had one that they axed. Like, come on, it's right there. You can do this, Sakurai. Do this for me.
My balance of realistic and I want it expectations is like one of the Mario Rabbids characters.
Oh, yeah, that would be juicy.
But I've been predicting that for about the last three character reveals, and we just get shitty fighters and more sword people. We just get
sword fighter after sword fighter, eh?
I've given up.
Mm. So, yeah.
Anyway, so that's Pale.
That's Pale. Join us later this week for the actual episode. And we'll see whether it's 13.13.1, whether it's 14.1, whether it's 13.x or E.1 or whatever. What a ride. What a ride it's been, huh?
Yeah. No matter what happens next, I love that I'm sitting here like this right now.
Yeah, it's a... What a time. What a time to be alive. doofmedia.com/discord, join the Discord, doofmedia.com/patreon, support us. Support Wabo, patreon.com. Sorry, did I say doofmedia.com/patreon? I meant patreon.com/doofmedia. It's almost 2 a.m. here. Also support Wabo at patreon.com/Wabo because, I mean, like, he deserves it after this, right? Like, he deserves everything that he gets, but in a good way, in a good financial stable way.
Yeah, sorry, I just like dissociated for a minute there. Is there anything left for me to say, or did you just do the whole outro?
No, I just did the whole thing, baby. Okay, we're done. Ship it.